you want to listen to a pretty all right podcast about wrestling, do ya?
Well, the natural lad, Jim Swagg, has said time and time again that there's only one podcast that's the most decent and the most all right in the industry today.
And that's Who? It's the Dave Raven Wrestling Podcast. Yeah, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Game Rage Wrestling. My name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Greetings.
So we're going to talk about how the fucking WWE has gone too far.
Oh.
Too fucking far. I've fucking had it. I've had enough. And we'll get to why.
It's true. Oh, it's damn true.
And we'll get to why in just a minute. But anyways, my name's Josh. I'm here today with Adam, as I said. If you want to follow us on our other shit, please go follow us on YouTube. Subscribe, like, comment, but subscribe most of all, because we only need 19 more subscribers and we can start doing live broadcasts. And that's just what we need, all right? We need to just start doing that, okay?
YouTube.
Go to YouTube, subscribe. Please subscribe. Also, if you feel nice and generous, go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok, Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X. Comment, subscribe, whatever, fucking follow. I don't know. If you want to follow Adam, it's All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram, and you can follow Frank at Anime_Syndicate_Podcast on Instagram.
Game Rage OnlyFans at Game Rage, or rather OnlyFans/Game Rage.
Magazine. Yeah. We're going to have to start an OnlyFans if we want to fucking be able to afford to go to WWE events now, apparently, especially WrestleMania. I can't say that I'm surprised by this, but I'm still fucking outraged and disappointed that it's happening. And it's not going to change. I know that there's no amount of bitching that's going to change this. So prior to or contrary to probably what you're thinking I'm mad about, it has nothing to do with them like, oh, a storyline or anything like that. No, it's actual money. Like, it's WrestleMania prices, WrestleMania ticket prices.
I'm sure it's Cody's fault.
It's
got some way.
Oh, it's the reason why is because they're paying Cody Rhodes too much money for the shitty service he provides. If Cody Rhodes was making less money, we wouldn't have to pay $1,700 to go fucking see WrestleMania, all right? But I digress. The principle of the matter is WrestleMania tickets just had the presale. They went on presale. And, I mean, for both nights, for lower bowl fucking seats, $1,700 for two nights, man. That's $750? Wait, no, what did I say? Yeah, so it's like $750 a piece. Yeah. Or $850? I don't know. Numbers. But anyways.
$850.
$850 a night. Fuck, man. Those same tickets for both nights, just a year ago at WrestleMania 40, mid-300s, low-400s, if you got them direct. And these are from direct. These aren't resellers, okay? These are direct. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the nosebleeds, $1,000 both nights. And I kind of knew this beforehand. I was very skeptical because I was already looking and there were people that are resellers that were already reselling tickets and they hadn't even been released yet. And I was looking at the prices and it was the cheapest shit you could find was like $2,600. For like,
that's AIDS.
It was bad.
You know, in Australia, they have a fucking thing where you can only make 10% additional to the original cost of the fucking thing. Like, that should be here in the US, yeah. So that you're not making three or four times the amount on a fucking ticket that should only be worth, you know, what its actual face value plus 10%.
Yeah, 10% or whatever. Because that's what ends up happening is these assholes make a shit ton of accounts. That's why we can't get tickets is because assholes make a shit ton of email accounts. They have 5, 6, 7 people because they can afford to pay them because they know. Yeah, and bots. And they go in and fucking, probably the bots that listen to this fucking podcast, but they go in and they make multiple accounts. They get pre-sale codes. They go in and they jam that shit up. And then, yes, they're paying an initial investment of 10 or 15 grand to buy a bunch of these tickets for both nights, let's say, but then they're gonna roll out with like $100,000 at the end of it. Like, they're gonna fucking roll out with a shit ton of money with the markups that they're doing on these things. So it's insane, and it's gotta fucking stop. But it's not, because WWE is going to keep charging these prices. Now, essentially what they have done is the people who love their product, right? This is like your hard middle class working American, and maybe even some of the poverty class Americans that support their product and they buy stuff. They can never afford to go to WrestleMania now.
Yeah, Peacock is the only way to really watch PLEs.
And that's the other thing too. If I was going to pay $1,000 to sit in the nosebleeds, at that point you're watching it on a TV. You're not even you can't even see shit. People are looking like fucking ants down there. Why would you pay that much money? Nosebleed seats for WrestleMania used to be $50 to $100 per night. I was very much prepared to drop like $500-$600 to just get secure tickets, because I figured, okay, it's probably going to be like $100 a night for nosebleeds. And fuck, if we can go to both nights, that's $200. Plus the fees, looking at $600-$700, right? Like to get three tickets so we can all go. Everybody can fucking, you know, experience WrestleMania. Yes, it's in the nosebleeds, but like, it's not necessarily about that, especially if you go with people who like you want to go and watch wrestling with. And because me and Ian, the guy we went to the WWE, we were both on it trying to like get the tickets. And when we saw that shit, I was like, oh, hell no. Because we got the first presale was for not even floor seats. This was for like I said, lower bowl. $1,700. I'm like, two nights? $1,700? No fucking way. Because then it's in Vegas. So then what we got to do? We got to rent an Airbnb to go there. And then we got to split that. That's like a fucking $3,000 trip for everybody to pay for. And I'm like, fuck that. Just to basically go to WrestleMania and watch it, like, what? Just watch it? Like, you're going to watch most of it on the TV anyways because, like, they're so far fucking away? No dice. Not paying that much money for that.
Yeah, it's like the value is not worth the cost.
Yeah, it's not. At that point. But what's crazy is people are paying those prices to do this because people want the experience of going to WrestleMania, and I get it. But for me, it's not worth the money to do that. It's just not worth it. We could stay at home and do a live fucking broadcast, live commentary of fucking watch WrestleMania. Or really, we're probably not even going to do that. We'll probably just do a WrestleMania watch party and just fucking, like, we'll just do podcasts talking about each night afterwards or whatever. Because that's what me and Ian were talking about. Was like, oh, I was like, you guys could just come over and I could set up the fucking projector and we could just fucking watch it on this big-ass fucking screen. You know, we just watch it fucking, you know, here. Christ. $1,700 a person. Shit, man. I was like, shit, bro, I charge you fucking $100 a person. Fucking, it's still cheaper. If I charge $100 a night per person to come watch this, it's still infinitely cheaper to basically just do the same thing. So, it fucking pisses me off to no end, man. But not, again, this is capitalism. This is how it works. I get it. I can still be mad about it.
Yeah, at this point, it was expected.
Yeah.
Because if these guys are going to try to...
Well, they got to make their $4 billion or whatever the fuck, or $8 billion, whatever the fuck, $4 trillion or whatever they bought fucking WWE for.
If they're going to close the gap quicker, it's like WrestleMania is probably going to be one of the quicker ways to do it by tripling or quadrupling the price of the fucking ticket.
Now, I will say this. I hope that AEW learns from this and continues to lower their ticket prices to attract more people to come.
There ain't nobody going to this shit, dude.
I'm serious. The next time they come out here to Ontario or wherever, we're going just to go.
Non-camera side. Shit, they might actually shoehorn. They might make us go to camera side so they could fill out.
Yeah, I'm sure they will because there's like nobody going to these shows.
Yeah.
So, good guy AEW, the wrestling, even though the fucking storylines and the wrestling is shitty,
we're the best wrestling.
Yeah, it's the people's wrestling, all right? It's for the common man. It's for the blue-collar man to watch wrestling.
Poor fucking Tony Khan, dude, just bleeding out.
Ugh, just hemorrhaging money, man.
Handing out, like, long-ass contracts and...
Sad.
I mean, I don't know how much money he has in his fucking pocket, if he's just an oil tycoon or... What the fuck the deal is that he's capable?
Yeah, his dad's like a, I don't know, some kind of like oil baron or some shit. I don't know.
But, I mean, man, how much fucking money do you have that... There's no way AEW's making money, dude.
They have a lot. No, there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way it's making money. Absolutely not. All right, let's see. Here we go. What does AEW got? Anything we could potentially go to? Why are they so on the East Coast? Fuck the East Coast, all right?
They don't come out to us. It's not feasible to them.
It's just there's no money in it. Oh, man, we're going to have to go. It looks like we're going to have to go to fucking... Everything's in fucking Florida because they have the fucking Jaguars fucking stadium that they own or whatever.
I mean, if anything happens, it's like once we get one or two pay-per-views here and maybe one fucking AEW Dynamite or some shit.
Yeah, they have nothing scheduled for the rest of the year out here, and they have nothing scheduled for...
2025?
I mean, even in Vegas, dude, nothing for 2025 even, dude. The shit that they have... I mean, they have shit... February, they're going to Australia. You fucks can go to Australia, but you can't come to the West Coast. They're going to London for Forbidden Door, apparently, next year in August. You can go to London, but you can't come to fucking Ontario.
That's how you know they're stupid, somewhat. Because at least WWE's like, maybe we should check to see if there's even an audience to even cater this to. It's like, nah, we're going to go to London anyways. We don't care what the... And yeah, they did fill out, Wembley Stadium for...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For, I mean, All Out.
That's true.
But...
Also... I mean,
when you're not 100% sure... When you're not 100% sure about even filling out AEW Dynamite, their weekly program, it's like, how could you even conceivably believe that you would... Oh, we're going to Australia... We're fucking going to London to do these PLEs not knowing if people are going to show up.
I will say this. The ticket prices we paid for those WWE live events, because for that those nosebleeds, we paid like $45. It was like nothing. And that was a resale ticket. That wasn't even directly from them. So you know the original price was probably like $30.
Yeah.
So if we could get, and the only reason we bought from a reseller for that event was because this was a literal last minute fucking thing. We did it like the day before.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, let's go do this. The next one we go to, if we buy it from WWE, that's worth it. I'd pay a little more to maybe get floor seats at a live event. That's how we're going to be able to go see WWE now. Just doing the non-televised live events. That's like what we're going to get to fucking afford to go see.
Yeah, I mean, would you really want to see stories played out, promos being cut at SmackDown or Raw? And have it be a 3-hour program, or would you rather see fucking wrestling?
Yeah, I will say that format of the WWE live show is way better than Raw or SmackDown. It's way fucking better, man, because it's just getting to the shit. You get like maybe one fucking promo cut, maybe two.
About the shirts and
then
the merch.
That's it. But everything else is all fucking wrestling, dude. I mean, we got what, like 9 matches? And three of them were title, three or four were title matches. It was 10, right? And like almost half of them were title, for titles, dude. That was fucking cool. We got a steel cage match. You don't get to see that shit on fucking Raw.
Yeah.
Like, you get a steel cage match. I think we had a last man standing match. Like, fuck, man. No holds barred match. We had like a fucking LA Street Fighter or whatever.
Also,
that was cool.
And also, it's like some of those matches end up being rehearsals for the pay-per-views or even some of the matches that end up on Raw. It's like, you get to see why, of like how matches within the television program are like choreographed because they've already rehearsed that shit.
Yeah.
Within the WWE live events or like the house shows.
Dude, man, even the WWE's not coming out here for the fucking rest of the year. Everything's all in the East. The closest they're getting to us is fucking Arizona. But my theory on that is...
But they were here in September, so why would they...
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. All right. I didn't know they were here already in September. But yeah, so basically, we're looking at probably... They'll be out here again, I would assume. It'll be like on the WrestleMania tour, or the Road to WrestleMania tour. They'll do live shows out here because it's going to be in Vegas. So
yeah, it's like it'll be a turnaround for that.
They're going to loop it or somehow, so... They'll probably come. I'd like to go to Ontario, hopefully, because that's just better. We don't got to go all the way to fucking LA. The Coliseum was cool to go to, but fuck, man. I'd rather just go to Ontario where it's fucking right here and we don't have to sit in fucking traffic for hours and fucking just we're here.
And they actually had a Raw here. I felt like anything as far as like the Inland Empire goes, if you were going to watch an event, that we would just get the B show. We get like SmackDown.
Yeah.
But they had fucking Raw
the last time
they were here.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, next year, I'm going to keep an eye on the fucking schedule, and then whatever shit's coming to Ontario, for sure we're going, just to go.
Suck my ass.
If any, what?
Because I think it'd suck my ass. I'm not going anymore.
Oh, you're not even going to anything?
Nah, I'm not interested. I'd rather just watch the fucking PLEs at this point.
Yeah, just be over it. All right, that's fine. Well, then I'll fucking go with Ian.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, well, fuck. I'm just pissed off about these ticket prices, and fuck all these assholes. Man, Royal Rumble's going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana? Jesus.
Bumfuck nowhere.
Terrible. Anyways, all right, well, fuck. I guess that's the end of it. You got anything else to add?
Ticket prices.
Fuck them.
Shit, well, I mean, fuck, man. For the amount that they're charging for WrestleMania, all this shit, I know they're not going to spend more money. They're just upping the prices and basically going to give us the same fucking production, like the production of the set pieces, the stage itself, the entrance stage for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But man, they really are fucking us over on the goddamn stage itself of Raw and SmackDown, where it's just half the goddamn screen and it's just set on the floor. No more Titan. I still gripe about that we're not getting the Titantrons anymore.
Yeah.
And it, I don't know, man. I miss that shit, and it used to make Raw and SmackDown more of a grandiose gesture. Now it's just, nah.
Oh, man, you want to go fucking yell at Bret the Hitman Hart on December 7th at the L.A. Hilton?
Fuck no.
Oh, man.
I had enough of him. I had enough of him, especially with that documentary.
No, so like,
I was an artist.
Like, he's going to be at a thing. Like, we could just go and heckle him. Like,
I was an artist, man.
Oh, man, that'd be fucking hilarious. But yeah, basically, there's an event. New Japan is doing something on December 15th in Long Beach at the Cal State University Long Beach, some fucking arena that they have there. So that might be kind of cool because it's New Japan. I don't know. Maybe we go check that out. It's on a Sunday. God damn, it's all day. It's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Jesus Christ. I wonder what the fuck that show's about.
I don't know if I love wrestling that much.
Oh, I do. I love wrestling. It's so great. Anyways, all right, well, fucking bullshit.
Well, all right, there's nothing else to add.
I got nothing. Anyways, all right, well, that'll be it. If you want, go follow us on YouTube, Game Rage Magazine, like, comment, please subscribe so we can do live events, you fuckers. 19 people, we just need 19 of you fucks to do it. Or one of you to make 19 accounts and just do it 19 times. Anyways, Instagram and TikTok, Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X, Game Rage Mag. Adam's at All Gas, No Trash Official on Instagram. Frank's at anime_syndicate_podcast. Yeah, that's it for us. Do what we say and go subscribe. Thanks.
That was another wonderful, amazing, powerful episode of the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, the natural lad, Jet Swag. If there's one podcast, one show you should be listening to, that you should be absolutely grateful for, it's the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And one of the things you can do to show your appreciation for all the hard work and dedication that these boys put out day in, day out, just for you people, it's that you can go and you can subscribe and you can like and follow them on the Instagram and the TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. You can also follow them and like them and subscribe to them on the old Twitter, which I don't know what it's called now, but who cares? It's at Game Rage Mag there. Additionally, if you feel the need to really show your appreciation, which you should, then go to their website at www.GameRageMagazine.com and show us some love. Show them some love. And show some love for the natural lad, Jet Swag.